All right, now your big question a bit earlier than usual today. We normally do this after five, but we're doing it right now. Your big question, what is something people waste too much of? Something you waste or someone else? According to new research, many households across the UK are still wasting water, despite warnings that the UK could face serious water shortages by 2050 unless action is taken. On the line with me today is Simon Reeves, possibly TV travel presenter Simon Reeves. Is he there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you perfectly fine, Simon.
I can't hear you, though.
You can't hear me?
No.
Okay.
So quietly. Oh, now you're coming in a bit.
Am I coming in? Am I coming to you?
I think that's all right. Now I can hear you okay.
You can hear me again? Okay. I just seen some messages there. We were struggling.
It's all right now.
Okay. That's good. At least you can hear me as well, which is good. So I was just saying there, Simon, the UK's freshwater sources such as chalk streams, rivers and wetlands are at risk from the effects of climate change, change in rainfall patterns and growing demand for water. And that's why there's a new Journey of Water campaign, which you're fronting. And it's all about educating children and families about the UK's fresh water and how to save water at home through a new children's book and educational event. So I'm very pleased to have you on Drive Time with us today.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very pleased to be with you.
It's good to have you. We were actually just talking about this squeaky seat, so I'm going to try and not move. I'm going to sit here and hope the pole doesn't move. I'm hoping the chair doesn't move. Otherwise, you'll hear this. Can you hear that?
No, I think you get away with it. Don't worry.
I need some WD-40.
Yeah, just put some grease on the to-do list.
Now, Simon, we do take water for granted. We waste it, and this new research says a quarter of us think that the UK would never face water shortages. Why as a nation do we think that?
I reckon it's because we've just got used to it flowing and flowing and flowing, and we think we come from a very rainy country. And of course, yes, it does rain in Britain. But actually, it rains less than people often imagine. If you look at our rainfall coverage, often it's just drizzle that we have to put up with.
It is.
And we're getting now long periods where we have wetter winters and drier, longer summers. And that's putting a lot of pressure on our water resources. And of course, our tap water often comes from our fresh water sources, things like our streams, our rivers, our lakes, our wetlands. And they're really needed by wildlife and nature, you know, things like our iconic otters and kingfishers and salmon. They need that fresh water as well. So when we use too much through our taps, we're sort of taking it away from Mother Nature, which we share it with. So I'm really keen that we become a little bit more conscious of how precious water is and that we need to be a bit more careful about how we use it. And that's why I'm supporting this new campaign that's being run by Finnish and WWF, as you say, called The Journey of Water. And we're basically trying to raise awareness about all this and the importance of saving water at home, because we already know that many parts of the country are already facing, they're already water stressed, to use the terminology. And the Environment Agency, the government, has warned that if we go on as we are, we're going to face serious water shortages by 2050. So,
which isn't
going to sort of
it's not that far
rain
away,
in
really.
Our use.
It's not that far away, really.
Well, it isn't, you know, particularly if you're a youngster looking to the future, not an oldie. Then yeah, that's in your, we're talking about in our kids' lifetimes very much, and we've got to avoid that. So we've got lots of tips for saving water on our website at finish.co.uk/journeyofwater, and there's some old ones there, like turning off the tap when you're brushing your teeth. You know, some people still leave the tap running, and it can save about 6 liters of water per minute if you turn. Are you guilty? Are you?
Well, maybe.
Oh, come on. You sound so guilty. Confess.
Simon, I am so guilty of a lot of the different ways that we can save water in the home. Trust me, I am guilty. You are preaching to the choir here.
All right. Well, that's not a bad thing. But it's good for us to be reminded and maybe nudged a little bit and have a finger wagged at us just to try and change our behaviour. Just a bit, you know.
But it's...
Do you wash your car? Have you got a car you wash with a hose as well?
I bring mine to the car wash.
Oh, right. Well, try washing it with just a bucket and sponge, or leave it dirty. It's a lot cooler, I think, that way, but rather than have it gleaming
away.
I've done that.
I've left it dirty for quite a few months, 4, 5, 6 months. Not in the plan to save water, though. It was in the plan just because I couldn't be bothered. bringing it to the car wash. But it's funny because you were saying there about as a nation, why we think we would never face water shortages, and probably because we think there's just a never ending supply of it. But people like me, who are a little bit thick, would just think there's an ocean full of water.
Yeah, unfortunately, many that's oceans. Got salt in it.
Yes, I did notice that in Google one day.
And that is tricky for us to drink. So we can't rely on that. We want to use the fresh water that we've got. And it's not a finite resource, you know. We've got to look after it. And so we've got to do the things like we've got to wag our finger at you and get you to turn the tap off while you're brushing your teeth. Have you got a dishwasher?
No. But we do have a dishwasher at the radio station.
Okay, well, good. So don't pre-rinse the dishes before you put them in a dishwasher. That can save 1,000 litres of water a year. That's a lot of baths, that is, isn't it?
It is. It is a lot of baths. Shockingly, though, there seems to be an educational problem when it comes to kids. Because what's some of the places that kids think water comes from?
Well done for spotting that. Because I know that's a shocker, isn't it, really? So we did a survey for the campaign. And we found out that more than a quarter of children think that fresh water comes from the supermarket.
The supermarket?
Oh, my goodness. I know. Shocking, but...
Well, it does, in a way.
Well, it's awful, really. That doesn't count. That's not what we're talking about. What the stuff that comes out of our taps is coming from our lakes and our wetlands and our streams, and we've really got to protect it. So we've got to explain to the kids where the water's coming from, and then they can hassle their parents and make sure that water isn't being wasted at home. I mean, it's so important that we all do this, and that's part of the reason why we've put together a brilliant children's book called Water Heroes, The Journey of Water. It's by the author Catherine Coe. Hopefully we'll help raise awareness of the importance of freshwater habitats.
Yeah.
And the story follows three kids as they go on an adventure with the water wizard to learn where water comes from. It does not come from supermarkets. And that book's available as an ebook on the website finish.co.uk/journeyofwater, along with lots of other tips and stories about how we can save water and why it matters.
The other interesting thing, though, that I read was that 24% of kids thought it was delivered.
Yeah, well, I suppose it is in a way, isn't it? But through pipes. So they think everything
just arrived by magic.
I know, they think it just appears, don't they? But we've got to explain a little bit about where it's coming from and why it's important and why in the UK we've really got to look after our landscapes, our natural landscapes as well, and these special freshwater habitats, because we've been pretty bad at looking after Mother Nature in Britain. We wag our fingers at other countries, but we've got to get better at doing it ourselves, which is why I'm particularly thrilled that as part of this partnership between Finnish and WWF, they're going to replenish 500 million litres of fresh water over the next 3 years in one of the UK's most water-stressed areas, and fund projects like constructing wetlands, creating ponds, reinstating rivers. 500 million litres of it's going to be fantastic.
That's a lot of water. A lot of water. You know what? That was going to be my next question, was going to be, how do you replenish 500 million litres of fresh water? But you've just said it's they're creating ponds.
Yeah.
What else are they going to be doing?
Well, I think what you do is you give nature space.
Okay.
And you carve areas out from our flattened, often sterilized land, and you create space for nature to take hold. And obviously that's not just digging a hole in the ground, it's carefully studying and understanding the land and how it all works and fits together. But one of the things they're going to be doing is re-wiggling rivers. And by that I mean taking rivers that we have straightened over hundreds and hundreds of years so that farmland drains faster. And they're going to be putting more bends in the rivers, which are much better for slowing rivers down and stopping them flooding our towns and cities, but also creating areas where water just sits and waits and life can develop within it. And that's really important for biodiversity. But you know, we're part of the ecosystem as well. We need that for us to have fulfilled and healthy lives as well.
So, I mean, I love that. You're fronting this campaign, the Journey of Water campaign, developed by WWF, in case anyone's unsure. Simon, you can correct me if I'm wrong, the Worldwide Fund for Nature.
Correct. And one of the world's largest independent conservation organisations. We're very lucky to have them. I'm very proud to be an ambassador for WWF. And they do brilliant work around the world and here's something wonderful is happening in the UK as part of this Journey of Water campaign. Yeah. Finnish are going to be raising about £250,000 a year.
Wow.
Or WWF UK for freshwater landscape projects. So absolutely fantastic.
And it's not only the children that you're going to be educating, it's also the adults and families as a whole, because you've got people like me who just leave the tap on when they're brushing their teeth.
Well, you're honest about it. You've had your confession, and now it's time for a slight bit of improvement in that domestic behaviour.
Well, I'm just looking at the list. There's a list of some of the ways we can save water in the home. I'm going to see how many I'm actually guilty of. Having a short shower instead of a bath can save 20 litres. Simon, how long is a short shower?
Well, when I was growing up, anything longer than 3 minutes, I'd get a knock on the door. Yeah, well, we weren't, you know, rolling in money, that's for sure. And it obviously heats, you know. So get out quick, sunshine.
I'm so glad people can't see me because I'm going really red right now.
So, I'm guilty of taking longer showers, but in truth, I tend to not have showers as often as I probably should.
I mean, to give you an idea of how long a shower is for me, I probably listen to about 5 Elton songs.
Whew! That could be half an hour on long play.
Depends what song you listen to. It's about 15 minutes. So I'm guilty of that. Cutting your shower time by just 1 minute saves around 8 litres of water. The shorter the shower, the more water saved. Turning off the tap when brushing the teeth saves 6 litres per minute. Guilty as charged, Simon. Guilty as charged.
Well, I don't know what the sentence would be, but you might have to read the Water Hero book twice aloud to yourself. I sentence thee.
And if you have a dishwasher, it can save 6,800 litres per year versus hand washing. And if you have a car, wash it with a bucket, not a hose. And that saves up to 220 litres per car wash.
Yeah, I've got to be honest. I think the dishwasher stat is the one I loved the most when I heard it a couple of years back. I think it was a university that did it. Because, you know, the dishwashers now, they're so efficient. They basically use a couple of cupfuls of water.
Yeah.
And I hate washing up. So it was a sort of perfect excuse. Look, it's better than washing my hand.
Wow. It shocks me. It really does. And for some reason, I always thought dishwashers used more water than...
There you go. That's six. The modern world. Your modern efficient domestic equipment is much better than it was in the past.
Do you know what it is, Simon? It's with me only being in my early 20s. You know, I don't really... You know, by 2050, I'll not be that old. So I guess maybe I just... Young people these days, like myself.
Yeah, I'm looking at any wrinkles indicating age. But you're smiling, I can see
I'm
you.
I'm going to go right back so you can't see me.
But look, 2050 is not that far away, as you said. And we've got to get on top of this now. So obviously, joking aside, Journey of Water campaign. We really want to encourage, as you say, children, but families, everyone, to think about where water comes from. Take it a bit more seriously. Treat it as the precious resource it is. And come on the website, have a look at what we're suggesting for saving water and learn about why it all really matters.
And that we certainly will. And with that, Simon, I need to buck up my ideas and start turning the tap off when brushing the teeth and everything else. So I've got a lot to learn on this as well. Simon, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Just a quick
thanks
one.
Thanks for having me on. I loved it.
Where can people find the Water Heroes ebook?
So it's on our website at finish.co.uk/journeyofwater.
Perfect, Simon. Thank you so much for your time today. Have a great weekend.
And you, mate. All the best. In pocket, grandfather.